Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got the super chats going crazy. Hey, welcome to the show.
This is the last call we're going to take here. Welcome to Harley Initiated. Give me your name. Oh, wait, you got to mute the show in the back. There you go.
What's good?
Give me your name, your location, and your question.
My name is Savannah. I live in Atlanta. So I am, this is a lightweight question, I guess, but I am new to going out by myself. So I want to be able to go out, meet guys. I know I don't want to go to just the highest class restaurant. I'm not there yet. So what tips can you give for like my venture out? And my other thing too, I've noticed I'm working on my facial expressions. I can kind of tell I have a resting face while I'm out. So I am working on that. That's something I know that I have going on. But what can I do?
Oh, I definitely think other places, you don't just have to go to high-end restaurants. There are sporting events. There are sports bars that you can go to. You know, for all my ladies who, you know, I think sporting events are really a great way to meet men. And I don't know, I don't know what high end, low end is for people. I have no idea what that can mean. But whether you're taking some lessons, whether you're at a gym, those are great places to meet guys. But I want to say that you're presenting yourself in a way that would you be attracted to you? You know, I think when we go out, we have to think about that men are visual creatures and they are looking at us. They're looking at our physical body. They're looking at how we carry ourselves. And depending on the type of man that you want, he is.
Hold on one second.
We
got some noise in the background. So end that conversation. End that real quick. Delano, we're going to answer your question off air. Okay.
Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Go ahead. Go ahead, please, Brandy.
But there are so many things that you can do, but you have to be aware of also how you're showing up and presenting yourself to be attractive. Mm-hmm. And so nobody's saying that you got to have on the full bead and the lashes and the hair and the makeup and all that kind of things, but you do want to pull yourself together. Like, I mean, it's little simple stuff like lotion your ankles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, have some hand cream in your purse so your hands are not ashy. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, like, it's little things that we can do that we think that you want a detail-oriented man. You want a man who's a leader. You want a man who's taking charge. Well, he's looking at certain things.
Yes.
That are very specific on a woman. You got chipped nail polish. Ooh. Well, there are men who don't want to sit out with a woman who has chipped nail polish or chipped toenail polish, and you like, oh, well, I'm going to get them done this
weekend.
It
won't happen.
Well, it's Monday. You're not getting them done till Saturday. Well, I want to take you out on Friday.
Yeah.
Honey, you're not ready to go where I'm trying to take you. So I think it's like also being in places, but also looking the part when you are in those spaces.
Yeah.
Whether you want to get you some golf lessons and hang out at the golf club, that's a great way to meet people. But, you know, you just have to look the part, you know, even if you're in a grocery store.
Also, you mentioned you're in Atlanta, but this can happen anywhere. Atlanta just so happens to be one of the major hubs for business conferences, trade shows,
absolutely,
things like that. I love going to a professional network conference, right? But don't go in there. I'm starting to notice a lot of women showing up like they're going to the club.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah, and you may get the attention of these
yeah.
men. You may even get their phone numbers, but they really talking about you in the group chat.
They are.
They're talking yeah. about you when we go to dinner after the fact,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
If you're going into these professional conferences and these professional networking events, show up like you are a woman who has some business about yourself.
Who's in that profession?
Who's in that lane. You can carry that conversation.
Yeah.
They will feel comfortable bringing you back next time with them on their arm. They can't bring you back dressed like, you know, that. So just be really, really aware.
I mean, seriously, because I think, like, in this culture, with we really are not holding ourselves accountable, and we are not holding women accountable. And we have got to stop saying, well, girl, this is just how I am. Girl, I just show up how I want to show up. Girl, he better take me as I am. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. If you want better, you do have to do better.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's going to require some things from you.
Yes.
Even conversations, the type of men that we say we want and desire, but can we hold conversations if he takes you to the business meeting? Mm-hmm. Can he? Is he going to be embarrassed or looking around the room to see, well, what's she talking about now? What's she saying?
Does he have to call you first to ask you what you're wearing?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Right?
I never even thought about that.
Really?
That is a thing.
That's a thing?
I've never had to.
That is a thing.
You got to leave that one alone, fellas.
Oh, no. You concerned about how she's going to be.
How she's going to. That's a thing.
No, no, no. But I want y'all to peep this, because this was very important in what this young lady said. She said, she made this very clear. And this could be slick, but you got to peep this. She said, I don't want to go to places that's too high class because I'm not ready for that.
I think she meant financially. And let me tell you the trick for that, ladies. If you are looking for, if that's on your list and you're looking for men who frequent those type of environments, number one, we got to step ourselves up. Like, I don't believe in the something for nothing philosophy, right? Like, you have to become something to even when you're in those places, you're either going to stick out like a sore thumb or you're going to look like you belong. If you happen to belong and you know you're working on some stuff and your mindset is there, your money just hadn't caught up yet, order an appetizer.
Yeah.
Just get an appetizer and get you something. Get you a tea,
club soda,
appetizer, and you keep it and you sit at the bar. We do the restaurant strategy wrong. Y'all are going to get a table for one. Nobody's going to approach you at your table.
No.
Come sit at the bar.
The bar.
They have a nice game at the bar.
You got to sit at the bar. And if you're nervous about communicating with the men at the bar, communicate with the bartender.
When you're talking to the bartender,
they're overhearing your conversation and they're saying, oh, she's cool, she's dope.
That's it.
Send her a drink.
That's deep game.
And this is what we're actually about to get into right here, by the way, because we're going to go ahead and get into, we done with the calls for the day. So
I
no
like
more
the
calls.
Though, man.
We are actually going to go ahead and talk about this dating game for the ladies, because I think that there is a right way to date.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? Or at least at bare minimum, a better way to date.
Absolutely.
Let me tell y'all, the game of going to the bar, because as a man, you got to think about how the men think. Right? One, we talked about this on a previous show. I'm not approaching a woman with, like, if you with four or more women, I'm not really doing that.
That's a girl's night out.
That's a girl's night out.
It's not a go out to meet.
We understand as a man, we're gonna have to take down the whole pack.
Yes.
In order to get you.
And honestly, usually guys, when we're with four or more women, we're not sending out a signal that we want to be approached.
Absolutely.
This is girls' night out. Somebody in the group is going through something, somebody's celebrating something.
Absolutely.
We just want to have fun.
Absolutely.
If we happen to see something that happens to catch our eye, maybe, but we're not putting that energy out there.
Yeah.
I think I know you ladies talked about certain places to meet men, but you know, it is a thing. Like, if you stay ready, you don't gotta get ready.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we was actually at the coffee shop, this was like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Right. And I was, you know, on my laptop working. I just had this smell just came across my nose. And I looked up. And when I looked up, Tyshawn was looking up. Delano was looking up. And was all looking at the same lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her energy was radiant.
Yeah.
And we
at 9:30 a.m.
At 9:30 a.m.
in the coffee shop.
In the coffee shop. Did not expect to see that one walk through there.
Clacking, click, click, click. Had style.
And because we all caught each other out, we just bust out laughing because it was all thinking the same thing. Wow, this woman is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is she did her job because all of the men in there were interested. So she really had a plethora of options to choose from.
Yeah.
But the reason I say that is because I do think at that point, now I'm not sure if she know the game or what the situation was, but she was being present.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we all can do. We all can work on a lot better, both men and women.
She was being present.
Present.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Well, present as in when she woke up and left the house, she was like, I'm going to be able to present.
She was intentional.
I was saying intentional.
She was intentional.
She was being presentable.
Yeah.
Presentable.
She presented herself
in
an appropriate way. Like,
and she was intentional about
you
it.
You smell good. The first thing that you listen, you smell good. You open that door and your smell introduces you before you do. Like, that's already checked. They look up and you look nice, check.
Yeah.
Your clothes look together,
shining,
check.
You listen.
Right? You speak well, check, 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 check. But you know what happens though, Ryan?
What's that?
Y'all, which one of y'all tried to holler at her?
Oh, I did. I was victorious.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say women sometimes don't put in a lot of effort because y'all will look all day long and not approach anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
We work with the guys. We work on that with the guys. You know, yeah. We want to get them to be more assertive in that arena. But yeah, it does seem to be more prevalent. Guys just, I mean, no matter how beautiful or open she is, guys just will not approach.
We're in a very strange time. And I think, unfortunately, I don't see our guys approaching more and more as our culture proceeds.
Oh, no,
on this online world. Mm-hmm. I think men are probably not as skilled communication-wise,
yeah,
as they probably had to be prior. They're not as assertive or as bold as they were. I think men are, you know, probably they've always been terrified of rejection, but it's probably more than ever before right now. And guys will probably more likely
take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy corporate card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards. And say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Go for the low-hanging fruit or the online approaches now. I think online flirting now is, and online DMs is, if we talk to guys over a spectrum, it's probably more so how they're being assertive versus than in person. And I know this is true just based on the friends and the men that I know, especially men at the higher levels. Majority of the women I know they're dating at this point are coming from online, is the reality of the situation. So I would agree, fellas, like, I think, but see, I think that's an opportunity for the fellas.
Yeah.
Because if you know that guys are probably less likely to approach women in real life, I think women are starved. Like, for that attention. Like,
yeah,
a woman, especially.
Not starved.
Okay. I'm talking to the fellas here.
It's a connection
fellas, lock in right here. Lock in.
Deep
what
in.
I mean is, if you see a woman intentionally outside looking good, you know how much time it took for her to look this way. There was time and intention put in for her to get this way. She would like for this to be addressed. It's a reason she's looking this good, especially if, you know, she's a single woman. You know, listen, attention, she would appreciate your attention. Is what I'm saying.
Well, see,
so that is an opportunity for y'all fellas. We need to be, I agree, we need to be more assertive in those ways.
We do. I think, man, I really studied the game, man. I think we have this issue of objectifying women. So when we see these beautiful women, we want to speak to them, but because we have objectified them, we're thinking about the sex, getting all the way to the sex, from seeing them, smelling them, to sex. And when you do that, you conjure up this level of anxiety and nervousness that will literally stunt you from ever speaking to the woman. And see, that's when I tell men that you have to value yourself first. So the reason you objectifying this woman is because you don't even care about your body and what you're doing with your own body. So you immediately think, hey, let me get this woman in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But if you start to value yourself and your time, then you're not going to jump to sex. You're going to jump to, hey, is this woman even worthy of me having a conversation with her? Let me take an opportunity to actually get to know this woman. Mm-hmm. And women can sense that. So in that situation, just a couple of times I spoke to her, really filling her out, getting to know her. The owner of the coffee shop came up to me and was like, "Yo, that, she's really dope. Like, you need to go have another conversation with her, yeah. right?" So at that point, I was so comfortable because I'm thinking about, hey, evaluating her to be in my presence and to get my attention. And when you do that, so many things about your body and your breathing is able to relax for you to absolutely, you know, actually facilitate a healthy conversation and then potentially move on to asking to continue the conversation.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing. Yeah. They don't even know why they're getting the phone number, right?
Yeah.
So. Well, because you all, the generation before, they didn't have to call somebody's house and ask for, hey, Ms. Harvey, can I speak to Brandy? Hey, Ms. Harvey, I speak to, is Stephen home? Like, y'all don't have that. So everybody just had a cell phone. So not just give me your number at school or your Snapchat, and I'm going to
direct
or
access.
You know, you have direct. So you never had to face an obstacle.
That's
you never
true.
Had to meet a father on the phone. You never had to come over in court on Sunday
yes.
like you had to do at my house. It was Sunday dinner. If he coming to, he is coming to Sunday dinner to see you.
Mm-hmm.
He is coming when everybody is here, all the family is here. He can sit up in his hot kitchen while I fry his chicken, and I get to know who this man is and why he wants to spend time with you. But because this previous new generation doesn't have that, it now it's like, so if I do approach you, because I haven't been rejected and somebody daddy ain't never hung up the phone on me, because of my mama said ain't never told me, no, she can't talk today, this is my line, you haven't already started to understand that, wait a minute, if I just go up to somebody, there might be a chance she don't like me, and there might be a chance she is feeling me.
Yes.
So the rejection part, you know, in jumping that hurdle, you all have got to start, you know, being more available to even be connected to a woman.
Agreed.
Like the connection, I mean, the music doesn't say connection.
Yeah.
The Instagram doesn't say connection. I mean, really think about our parents. Our parents grew up had wanted to ask somebody to dance. You had to ask somebody to dance
yes.
with you. You had to ask somebody out with you. You know, all those things that this generation really doesn't have.
And that raises wow. a really good point, because not only does that give you the experience for the first time of being rejected, but it also
Listen.
Creates the habit of having the mindset of, I have to meet somebody's standards to be good enough for this person. I can't just show up at her house dressed any kind of way. Her mother's not going to let me in.
Yeah.
I can't show up at her house looking any kind of way. Her father's not going to approve the date. Like, when we were growing up, the guys did have, before you could go on a date with somebody, I need to meet him. What's his family about? Like, what's going on?
Who are his
probably,
people?
Probably had a phone conversation with his mom before I was even allowed to go on a date.
Yes.
Like, there were just, and so when we're talking about standards,
yeah.
that's how we grew up.
Yeah.
Look, you come into my house now, my mom likes this, this, and this. Don't blow this.
Yeah.
You had to measure up, not to me, but to my parents.
To the before tribe.
You could, to the tribe.
The community had to approve you first.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we don't have that, now you have all these men who are saying, well, I'm not confident enough to ask her out. Oh, I don't know how to slide in her DMs. You don't even know how to have a simple conversation with
yes.
a woman.
Yeah.
And how else do you build intimacy and trust and relationship and care and concern if you all are not even having conversations?
Because even then, at that time when you were coming for Sunday dinner, you were listening to our parents. Oh, when she was growing up, let me tell you, this is what she had going on. Where's your family from? Where'd you grow up?
What church
like,
y'all go to?
What church did you go to? What do you do? What are your grades looking like? What do you want to do for your future? You had to have a genuine interest in the getting to know phase.
Yeah.
And that is what's missing so devastatingly
yeah,
right now.
Absolutely.
Nobody is genuinely interested in getting to know. Everybody's just trying to check boxes off
yep.
of a list. It's just like, yeah. yep, he's cute. Yep,
yeah.
he got money. Yep, she's fine. Yes, this, 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 and this. And then you end up in a relationship with this person or even married to this person, and you realize, well, we don't have anything in common.
I don't even know you.
I don't like you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color again? Like, we are missing the element of the getting to know. And that part, that's where the intimacy is formed. And that part is so much fun. And maybe it's that we have some of these old school values and we're looking for that. We're missing that because
yeah.
I'm really sitting here like, why are we single? But then I am also thinking about some of the approaches that I have experienced and some of the men not having the ability to have a conversation. Like, you know, I'm not the person who's really turned on by the, you know, what's the move after this? I mean, are you really asking me what the move is, or are you asking, like, are you interested, right? I'll give you my number and you like, what you doing, beautiful? Where you at, beautiful? Call me, beautiful. Boy, if you don't pick up that phone.
Pick up the phone.
Like, I need you to be interested in getting to know me, genuinely interested in getting to know me.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So this is a good conversation because I want to keep going in this direction here because I don't think the fellas know, and I'm inspired because two fellas just called up here, so y'all locked in. The fellas is in the building here.
I'm very
tonight.
Excited about that.
And fellas, it's over 800 people right now watching this video all at once. So fellas, if you in here, a lot of these ladies are single. I need all my single fellas right now to drop your Instagrams. In fact, I need all my single ladies and fellas, drop your IGs right now. We're going to have some fun in here tonight.
Did y'all tell them to share this video too?
Yeah, listen, make sure y'all share this video. I mean, we got some time left. We're going to keep these ladies. We're not going to keep them up too late.
Okay.
Yes. But we're going to take care of them. But guys, share this video, please. If you know any singles, male or female,
have them join this conversation. Yeah. And look, right
especially
now,
the men.
Before we get to this next part too, we have 417 likes with 800 people. Let's push it to 500 as we transition in here, because what I'm about to figure out is
some super chats too.
The fellas need to improve on. Let's hit these super chats before we go into where the fellas need, how the fellas can improve in that approach, in that dating process, because that's a really good conversation.
Shout out to Diana De La Trinidad for sending over the super chat. Shout out to Judith Sakala for sending over them big bucks. Judith, we appreciate you. Shout out to Nicole Joseph. I like that, Nicole. She says, I am proud to be a part of this platform.
Aww.
I love that. That's sweet. We appreciate that. Shout out to Francesca Riddick for dropping. She balling. She's bought a bottle for everybody. 5 memberships.
Woo!
She's bought 5 memberships. Listen, y'all show Francesca some love. And shout out to Loving Me Forever. It says, I came from a long-term DV relationship.
Domestic violence.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I was sexually assaulted. Just now dating, and I get nervous at the thought of a man touching me. This is a good question for you ladies. How do I explain to a guy I need to take it very slow without scaring him off?
Just that.
Yeah.
I experienced a domestic violence relationship as well in college. And, I mean, it was really bad. That person tried to take my life. Wow. So you can imagine the apprehension that I had when dating, you know, again. And as embarrassing as you may feel in that moment, or as victimized as you may feel in that moment, you just have to let people know, like, hey, I experienced trauma that I'm not closed off. I just need to take it slow.
Yeah.
Are you okay taking it slow? Like, nothing's wrong. You know what I mean? But I do need to build trust and rebuild trust in this situation. I am looking for someone who's good with taking it slow, and then identify what that means. Because for some overzealous men, so some over anxious men, they're going to think taking it slow means 30-day wait, right?
Right.
Before I can touch you. That might mean a year for you. That might mean 6 months. What does that mean? Be very clear and have conversations. And what I find is that men and women are really, really flexible if you communicate well. Like, we can tolerate a lot. We'll accept a lot. We'll deal with a lot. We'll understand a lot if you keep us in the loop of what's going on in the process.
Mm.
Absolutely.
And listen, if he does not respect that, with you communicating that openly and that vulnerably with him about where you've been, because that is vulnerable, right? That's like showing your wounds a little bit. And that's a very intimate conversation. And if he does not respect that and y'all can't connect in that kind of, because those kind of conversations where you really build and connect with that other person, then that's the quickest sign to know that this is not the right person that you need to be dealing with. If he's not going to be tender and patient enough with you, that you have been through something like that, go ahead and X that one off.
Real men are eager to protect you. Mm. And sometimes protecting you is going at your pace, setting a tone, setting the environment for you to be comfortable. If a man is not eager to protect you, that's certainly not a candidate for marriage.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's keep it going. Let me since Donnie took that one, and Donnie, that was dope.
Great.
I want to give a shout out to Diana De La Trinidad, since in another super chat, and I want to throw this one up to Brandy real quick. She says, "I'm 24 years old, trying to date intentionally. it's been hard because not a lot of guys my age are trying to date intentionally. And I feel like older men don't take me seriously because I'm young. What would you guys do?
Well, I was in my 20s. I dated a much older man. He was much older than me. And life-changing relationship, loved him, and still a really dear friend. I think that you can open yourself up. If you want to date older men and explore that, I think you should take that opportunity and take that step. Because there are men who are 10 years older than you who are looking for women, and you may not be too young for them, who are wanting to be married and settle down and date with intention. I think you should open up your dating pool. But the same thing for older women. You know, sometimes we kind of get set in these positions and say, oh, well, I only date this certain age group. You might need to take a few years back and open that up so you have, you know, explore better options for yourself. Yeah. But dating older is not an issue. I think I was so grateful for that older man in my 20s. He gave me such guardrails.
How old was he?
I will not say that.
I'm just curious.
That's the past.
He's much older. He was over 20 years older than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was at 24?
I started with him much younger. And I will say this. Now, you know, that may be too old for some people, you know, yeah. The age difference. And recognizing, you know, that I was dealing with some father wound stuff,
yeah.
You know, that I was looking for a paternal love.
Yeah.
Mm. I was looking for that to
show
up in my,
what I thought.
Yeah. I was looking for a paternal love to show up in my life, but there was nothing damaging that happened in that relationship. There was a real kindness and tenderness and love that I experienced. And I will not trade that for anything in my life. But he taught me a lot. I grew up a lot. But it also changed my perspective on dating and relationships, and it gave me a real insight into intimacy and dating men who are much older, you know, and
yeah.
relationships.
Yeah, my daughter is 21, and I literally am sitting here like, I know she's watching this, and girl, I wish you would.
Oh, she watching right now? She watching right now.
What's inappropriate? So your daughter's 21.
I wish you would.
What's too old of a like, you think it's a bit, again, that inappropriate age range for your daughter to be dating?
My daughter is 21, and based on mindset and that age, I think anyone older than 25 would be too old now.
My mom always knew that I would date older men.
Yeah.
My mom always knew that. I've been grown since I came out. Like,
girl,
she always knew that.
One of my best friends dates older. We're in our 40s, and her very...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Significant others in his 60s.
Yeah.
And she's been that way since forever, but she also had some father wounds and things of that nature. And I don't knock it for anybody else. It's just, child, if you're watching right now,
and I would not do that much older now, but you have to know yourself.
Yeah,
and if you're
saying
that your daughter 21, 25, for me at 21 years old, I was interested in men who were in their early 30s.
That's not
Yeah, I mean, I was interested in men that were in their early 30s.
I don't know that I ever found older men super attractive.
You know, it's, I was going to do another show, and I kind of opted out because of the subject matter, but that was what she said. She said the same thing. Like, yeah. I never found older men, and I did. I've always found older men much more attractive.
Yeah.
Much more attractive.
And there are, for sure, some exceptions. Like, I do know in my 20s and 30s, I thought Denzel Washington was the finest thing walking the planet,
I mean,
right?
All of America did.
All of
America.
All of them voted to say
he was sexist in real life.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Stuff like that. But I also, I'm a very youthful 44.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for me, dating at my age or right plus or minus, like not too far away, is most ideal for me. But there's always exceptions.
Yeah.
I am more attracted to energy more
Absolutely.
Than anything. How do you care for yourself? How do you love yourself? How do you speak to yourself? How do you care for me? How do you speak to me? Are our interests, you know, in alignment? Do we like to do the same things? I want to be able to relate to the person that I end up
marrying. 1,000%.
And for me at this age, I don't know about you, Brandy, but for me now, after all of the experiences and the years that I've spent working on myself, what I do know is what I value the most right now is how a person makes me feel.
Yeah. Mm.
It's really how you make me feel. That is the baseline. And we can go up or down from there.
Yeah.
But
right.
It's really about, you know, because you're taught, at least in many Black girls, young Black girls are taught to look for someone who can provide. We're so focused on provide, provide, provide. What can they do for you? And we're forgetting that element that you have to sleep with that night.
Yeah, yes. Mm. And that was the thing for me, even in my 30s. Like, I want to look at the person that I'm sleeping next to and love who I want to roll up and love who I'm looking at.
Like, just stare at them and when they're asleep?
I mean, seriously.
Look at you asleep. Ooh.
And now it doesn't have an age attached to it. It doesn't have an age because I've dated younger. And so because of that, you know, I've even expanded my dating pool, you know? And I think you just have to find what works for you and what makes you feel good and what makes you feel safe.
Yes.
You know, I think that's the part, you know, we want to feel safe that we can let our hair down and kind of take off that armor that so many of us are walking around with.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be able to take that off, just like we want to be able to a safe place for you all to land, you know, for a man to land when he comes into our presence.
Yeah. Believe it or not, men, we want you to be able to take off your armor too.
Absolutely.
Like, you got to be out there. You said it earlier, it's really hard being a man.
Yeah.
Like, you're expected to be a provider. You're expected to be in the 1%. You're expected to be able to solve problems. You're expected to eliminate, you know, challenges and objections. You're expected to be a protector. You're dealing with the world. And especially if you are a man in leadership or an entrepreneur, you are someone that has to make heavy decisions all day, every day. And as much as I too make decisions, I want to come into a home where I can just be a baby. I want to be a baby with my man. Like, just come and cuddle me, take care of me. But I also want to create a space that feels safe enough and that feels good enough for you to be able to take your armor off too.
And that's one of the scariest things for men. Like, even, especially even me, dating now, transitioning from like more casually to now seriously dating a young lady, and knowing, like, we know the conversations that we just prefer to stay away from and that are like really those touchy subjects to us, whether it may have been things we grew up around, whether it may be our finances, you know, whether it may be our doubts of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, it's real things that we have as these thoughts that we have as men that's very vulnerable. And it's something special about sharing that with a woman. And like, it's almost like you might throw it out there, like, or say it, and it's almost like you hold your breath a little bit, like,
yeah.
And then how she accepts that and takes that in.
The way that makes you feels better than sex.
Oh my, let me tell you something. It's like a level when a woman, and sometimes, because men are so tricky, ladies, you don't even know when a man has been vulnerable in front of you all the time. You could miss it. Like, he could even mask his vulnerability in strength sometimes.
Yes.
And he might say something that it may sound casual because he's trying to be strong, but it's something that's for real. Like, even if it's something like, you're like, hey baby, let's go here. He's like, we're going to probably have to go next month because I'm really working on some things right now. Like, I got to. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, come on. Like, you still ain't got it together yet? Like, that, he might straight close up on you. Or if you'd be like, oh, babe, listen, it's good. But trust me, we going to go next month. We're going to have a good time. But we good right now because blase, blase, blah. That's like a, okay. It's ways, and I know this because I'm experiencing this now with a woman as I'm trying to advance in ways of depth in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And the only ways to advance in depth in a relationship is through the hardest conversations and through vulnerability. Yes. Yes. It's nothing surface level that you can talk about with a woman that's going to allow y'all to gain depth. Listen. It's through those hard conversations. It's through those vulnerable conversations. And again, as a man, because we don't expect strength from our women in the ways of you guys being strong all the time. Actually, your vulnerability to us can almost be sexy in some ways. Like, sure. you can run to us and cry. We'll kiss you and, you know, that adds to the polarity of the relationship. Yeah. But us, that's one of the hardest things we can do. So, ladies, the space that you create with that man being vulnerable, it's probably one of the most telltale signs that he's truly into you.
Yeah.
With how much he's willing to be vulnerable. Because trust me, he's not doing that with a bunch of different women.
No.
He's not.
No.
That's a very sacred place.
And he hardly trusts doing it with you.
But you know, right? Esther Perel, she is a well-known therapist, relationship therapist. She was on a podcast and she talked about a few questions you should ask when dating. Because, you know, we always want to get to the tough conversations. But before we even get to the tough conversations, I got to know that I can, you know, you got to ride down the runway before you take off first, right? Yeah. So what's a little, give me some runway questions, some runway room. And one of the things she has, and I thought it was so great, was one movie that you would want to see again and why. Mm. And the second, another question, I'm not going to give all of them. Another question was, what's the most generous thing you've ever done in your life? And when she said that question, somebody took it a totally different way. Like, it was like, one time I was so generous, I finally told my brother no. He was dealing with drug addiction. It was a story that was told when she was telling it. And it totally transforms how somebody can show when they've been generous in their life. Most people say, well, I gave these clothes to the homeless, and I did these shoes, and I did this. We have to start delving into those deeper layers into a person before we start saying, like, let me get to the hard questions. Well, let me get some easy stuff out the way.
Right.
Yeah. Let me just see how you thinking. Let me see how you believing. Yeah. Let me see how you showing up for other people in their lives. So then I can start to see how you might show up for me.
Yes.
But we want to delve into all the hard stuff. Well, let me get some easy stuff. What's one movie you would see again and why?
Mm-hmm.
And you start to get those. So now you can start to think how they think.
Yeah.
How they feel. You start to get different parts of them, and then we can walk into the hard questions and say, hey, what's that traumatic thing that happened in your life that, you know, or what's that fear, you know, or what's that part of you that you have been so scared to share with somebody else? What's the part of you that you're not willing to kind of reveal to somebody that's not on a show? You know, we want to get to the hard stuff, but how can we even just get to the easy stuff first? Because I want to have ease with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have ease in my life. Every day is not going to be a tough conversation. We just got to know that we can manage them.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to know that we can communicate for them and for ourselves. So I think let's not look so much at the hard stuff and start looking at how can we ease ourselves into relationship and ease ourselves into space with another person. We got so much that we put on a person as soon as we meet them. But how have I even created enough space to even receive what you're bringing to the party?
Yes.
I like that. Good. Shout that out to Esther Perel. She giving you that stuff to
she
critically
has five.
Think about.
I'm only giving two, so you
yeah.
Can go
We reached out to her. She's been one of the most requested.
She is reached out for everybody. I didn't reach out for everybody. Listen, everybody. Well, what's that to you? Listen,
yes.
A state of affairs. Listen, we all dealing with a state of affairs. Listen.
So, yeah. Ty, you cool with this? Because the super chat is coming in. So, you cool with taking another super chat?
Yeah. Well, one second. I want to. You know what? Go ahead and take the super chat before we get into this next thing.
Go ahead. Shout out to Mr. Carr and Kim Trapp, proud HI members. Listen, we appreciate y'all. Shout out to Vanita. Shout out to VJ. VJ, listen, we cannot wait to meet you.
Nah,
for real.
Facts, VJ.
And we got Mika Lynn. She says, it's a good question. I'm 42 and would like to date for marriage. Women my age are made to feel like the clearance rack. Is it really possible for women my age to marry? And if so, where does she start? Because online dating has been trash.
Oh.
It burns my ears. So first of all,
Mika Lynn, talk to Mika.
Mika, forget them people, okay, for lack of better words. There are women of all ages, people in of all ages, of all scenarios that are made to feel less than. And first, you have to understand that there is a business around making you feel less than. There, not only is there a business, you see, you know, all of these podcasts that are out here because they understand that there are viral moments. There's attention in making you feel less than because of your age. But you can only be skeptical in the absence of evidence, right? And there is evidence all around us that show us that women are getting married older and older and older, just as men are getting married older and older and older. And you will only be made to feel like your clearance rack material if you feel
absolutely
like your clearance rack material. Yeah. Yep. So I don't know if you were here earlier, but going back to affirming yourself, going back to being your best self, like you can't possibly be on a journey of becoming your best self and feel like clearance rack. It's an oxymoron. The two can't exist.
Double-minded.
The best never goes on clearance, right? It just doesn't happen. So you have to condition your mind to believing who you are, and you have to be sure that you're telling yourself exactly who you are. If you keep adopting the mindset and listening, like I don't even listen to those questions. I told Tyshawn, if this is because I was familiar with their earlier version of their podcast, if this is a conversation while we're on here talking about why I'm single and woe is me and men aren't this and women aren't that and I'm the prize or he's the prize, I'm not interested. I don't plug into those conversations. I am here to have healthy conversations because healthy conversations allow me to have a healthy perspective around dating and a healthy perspective around myself. Anybody can get married at any age. There are 80-year-old women who are getting married. There are 70-year-old women, 60-year-old women. I forget the actress who just got married over the weekend privately, but people are getting married. And let me also share this. Just because people got married at a young age, that doesn't mean that they did the right thing either, right? There are pros and cons to both sides. You first have to affirm yourself, know who you are and whose you are. Tell yourself, give yourself instructions for how you're going to feel about yourself that day. Give yourself instructions about how you're going to navigate through your day. Like, give yourself the framework. This is who I am. I am marriage material. I am a wife in preparation. Thank you, God. Like, be grateful that you are 42 years old. I believe you said you were. Mm-hmm. Listen, you are 42 years old and you have the opportunity. Like, instead of seeing being single at 42 as a challenge, see it as an opportunity. Yeah. You know what? I've had 42 years to really become intimate with myself.
Yeah.
I've had 42 years. You know what? I'm so grateful that I had 42 years to really go through this mode of self-discovery, because now in the next phase of my life, I feel like I'm ready. I feel like I can present as a wife. I feel like I can receive from a husband and start looking at things as opportunities rather than, oh my God, I'm 42. Here's the automatic alarm clock that signals the panic, right? Don't panic. There's no need to panic. Men are still interested. People are still single. People still want you. They want me. They want Brandy. You just have to believe differently. Like, I have no doubt. I'm not seriously dating anybody right now, but there's nothing you can tell me. Just like there was nothing anybody could tell me about becoming a seven-figure income earner. I didn't care what it looked like. I didn't care what I didn't have. I didn't care how many cars I had repossessed. You could not convince me that Donnie Wiggins was not going to be a multimillionaire. It just wasn't happening. I wasn't letting your truth penetrate my spirit.
Yeah.
The same thing about dating. I have no doubt that I am going to get married. I'm going to get married for the right reasons. And I'm going to get married not only to the man that I desire, but to the man that truthfully desires me. I won't settle. I won't succumb to fear. I'm not afraid. And you have to walk around with that same level of confidence.
Yeah. Damn, hit the horn on that one. Hit the horn on that one. I'm going to be honest. First of all, what I recommend to you, too, we did such a great video with Dr. Tart. He dropped some really, like, actually phenomenal, encouraging games. Some facts and stats, by the way. Best tips for dating if you're looking for marriage in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. He put some phenomenal game together for the ladies. And this is for the men and women around those age groups. And it's interesting, the stats that he told. Like, it's really encouraging when you look at what's actually happening, not what's happening on social media.
Right, right.
Because he put me on game that I did not know. But, again, when you eat, like, putting this poison into your mind that is contradictory from what you want is very dangerous. And I think a really good example is talking about trying to get money, but you like, nah, I'm black and it's so, you know, the white man is against me, so it's gonna be hard for me to get money, so I can't do this because
I'm a single mom. I can't get a babysitter. Nobody supports me. My family talks badly to me. My husband won't let me. My wife won't let me. The excuse is valid if you buy it 100% of the time. The thought that you're having is true if you believe it. It's not going to become untrue for you until you have a shift in mindset.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to be honest. I think right now, did we break a record with the amount of people on here? We had over here like 800.
Oh, yo, it's like 800. It's about to be 900.
We literally broke a record. Yeah, we did record tonight. Yo, let's get 900 people.
Let's get over 900. I didn't even notice that. Yeah. No, we've never hit this high of a number.
Y'all, wait. Wow. Stop. Share the video right now. Like, for real. I know you want to. Share the video. Do them a favor. Share the video. Let's break a record tonight.
Yes, and let's break a record with likes, too, because we're about to hit 500 right now. Go ahead and push it to 550 because a lot of new people in here. Please give us that like.
Definitely.
Please, guys. That like means more to us than you know.
And send over those super chats. These questions are good.
The questions are really good. Was good that questions. The latest one? I think there's another one right after, right?
No. That was it. That was
first
the
of
one.
All, look, wait. Let the mic relax. Donnie just flamed this damn mic up just now.
Professional,
I'm smiling.
Classy,
I'm looking at Donnie smiling while she's saying this because I don't think there could be something that's... I don't think that could have been delivered any better. And shout out to the people that's on here on Harley Initiated. Because I realized that we have turned into we started off as a men's empowerment channel. And what I don't like is a lot of the men's empowerment channels online is men's empowerment more at the expense of women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the men are like, here's the problem with the women. Here's the problem with this. But bro, if you see that these are the problems, okay, cool. It might be some delusion going on. It might be some issues. But say that. But if you see that, build the woman up, like give the framework, give the game, give the roadmap. If that's the issues that's happening, the same thing for the men. We could look at men all day and be like, bro, you ain't got no bread, you this, you that. No, this might be where you at, but here's the roadmap to getting where you have to go. And that's how we have to approach it. So we've really transformed into a men's and women's empowerment channel because it's a community. We can't get to the next level without women as men.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's literally vice versa. So that's just the reality of the situation, and we won't pick a side. So we're going to keep putting the men and the women on game like we're doing now. And I appreciate that message that you delivered. That was beautiful. And I want to ask you this, too, because going back to where we was going a little bit, because we all over the place
right
now.
Hold on. Look at Donnie. You ain't Donnie. You good? You got to leave?
I'm good. All right.
Y'all really, like,
see,
yeah, me can really.
Tasha Sean didn't tell y'all the average live is 3 hours. But,
got
yeah.
it. Yeah, okay. Okay. I know that. It's I thought it was two.
It's
yeah.
not. No, don't worry. Look, listen, we're going to close it out soon. So as a matter of fact, how
You're
about
fine.
This?
Yeah.
I want y'all to send over your final super chats right now. Send over that last group of super chats for the ladies. Okay, get it over to us so we can go ahead and get it in. This last cohort are the questions that we're going to be able to ask them. But I want to ask you this for my fellas here, because we kind of got on the fellas about not being able to approach and not being too timid and not doing what they need to do in an assertive manner. So here's what I want to know, because I think a big thing fellas are doing is overthinking that process too. They might be, a lot of guys are in their head a bit too much when it comes to approaching. Cause you're right. They see you, they like you. I know they might want to approach. Mm-hmm. In their mind, they might even approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They might even experience you in their mind, but they never do.
Yeah.
What is the best way? as women, that you would like a man to approach? I want to hear this.
Oh my God. Most recently I had somebody drop their number to my concierge and said, hey, this person, and he lived in the building, and you know, he dropped his number to the concierge.
He dropped his number to the concierge.
To tell me. Yeah. Oh. And I thought it was really cute, and I entertained it, you know, but I've also met people out. I've had people approach me. The gym has been a real place. I spend a lot of time there, and I probably am more open when I'm at the gym because I'm not on my phone. I don't have it in my hand. Mm-hmm. I'm very relaxed. Yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah.
See, because when I see a woman working out, I'm thinking, okay, this is probably not the best time
So I don't train at a gym where I'm just going in to use the elliptical or doing that. I'm in there for a set training time, and then afterwards, that allows me opportunity to talk to people, meet people, or during the session. Okay. So yeah, I think, but you have to be open to that. And even speaking to the lady who was 42, you know, be really conscious of the type of content that you are consuming. Because that's going to be very important. If you're trying to prepare yourself to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. or make yourself more available or create that space, you want to be only filling yourself with not information that's saying that you the clearance rack or you beyond your time or be willing to take whatever you can get because you're 40. You know, we not listening to that. But there are so many love manifestations. Before I turned 40, a friend of mine sent a love manifestation to me, and I listened to that love manifestation every single day. Mm. I listened to it in the morning. I listened to it while I was on my walk. I listened to it in the evenings, about 22 minutes. And it really... every person that I was encountering, and it was not just about romantic, mm-hmm. it was about everything that I was encountering was bringing everything of that manifestation into my life. And so I was constantly inundated in my mind with that type of information. Yeah. And so if you're only hearing clearance rack, then what are you going to think? Yeah. If you're only hearing you the bottom of the barrel, you the lowest man on totem pole, you should just take whatever you can get because you're 40, you run through and you run out and you're for the streets and whatever else they say, right? If you are only taking that in, that's what you're going to see, and that's what you're going to receive. Mm-hmm. But if you are open to saying, you know what, I want love in my life, and I'm 40 years old, I'm 42, or I'm 45, and I want this in my life, but God, help me to create the space. Send the right people in my life. Send the right women in my life who are going to help me get there. Send the right men in my life who are going to help me open my eyes to a different perspective. God, send me my helpers. And no matter what industry you're in, no matter what you're looking for, if you say, this is what I'm looking for, and allow that space to be opened up, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.